Welcome to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson, best-selling author of three books on healing cancer successfully. Now, here's Bill Henderson.
Well, hello, folks. It's Bill Henderson with How to Live Cancer-Free. We have several questions that came in from listeners during this last week, and I'd like to get to some of those right at the front here if we can answer your question. So if you have a question you want to send me, just send me an email at heal cancer@gmail.com. That'll get to me. heal cancer@gmail.com. Here's one from Michael Abbey that I got in last week. He says, what are your thoughts on MAX GXL? That's MAX GXL. Would this be helpful for someone's immune system when fighting cancer? Well, Michael, there are lots of immune-boosting products. There are at least three dozen that I know of that I'm fairly familiar with. The MAX GXL, I looked it up, of course, it happens to be a multi-level marketed product. And, of course, these are always more expensive than the other products that are not sold that way. They're marked up at every level, and they tend to be much more expensive. I would not recommend this product because of that, and it's certainly not any more effective than many of the other ones I recommend. Of course, the transfer point beta-glucan, which you'll hear about later, is what I would recommend you take. Okay, here's another one from a young lady named Tina Arrowsmith. She says, I would like to know how to stop weight loss. I'm following your book the best I can, but I throw up a lot, so it's hard to keep the weight on. Can you talk about that? Well, the body is getting back to its optimum weight usually when you change your diet radically, but sometimes that can be a little uncomfortable, and one of the things you can experience when you're radically changing your diet is a certain amount of nausea like that. What I'd suggest, Tina, is that you try some things like avocados, which are very high in calories, and some nuts like Brazil nuts or macadamia nuts that are also high. There's also something called whey protein. It comes in a powder form. You can dissolve it in a liquid like water or juice. Just be careful about the additives in the whey protein. And a third question came to me from a gentleman named Chuck Gunther. And Chuck says, hey, Bill, you mentioned some new recipes someone was working on. Did you ever send those out? We need help on supper options. If you did send it out, could you attach a copy for us to use? Sure, thank you, bunches. Best regards, Chuck Gunther. Well, Chuck, I just talked to the lady this last week who's doing the recipe book, and she's been pretty busy. She's a realtor, and believe it or not, she's had a pretty busy time for the last month or so. But she said the book is coming together. The chef that's helping her out of Miami Beach has formatted all of the recipes now. I just did a foreword for her and sent it to her, and they're putting the book together. It should be out in ebook form in a couple of weeks, I would think. So stand by and try to get by until it comes out with whatever you can find that's healthy and good to eat. But the recipes are coming, folks, and they're going to be wonderful. Thanks for listening today. I think we have an interesting show for you. There'll be an interview coming up a little later in the show with a gentleman named Andy Schoberg, who's probably the world's living expert on cancer clinics in Mexico, in the United States, in Germany. We'll talk about all of those with Andy. I think you'll find it a very interesting one. Well, cancer in the news. Very interesting week this week. I got a wonderful newsletter from Dr. Mercola about vitamin D again. Yes, we're going to talk about this subject again because it is super important. Actually, if I were to add one thing to the regimen I recommend in my book in Chapter 5, which quite a few of you have read that book and you understand that there are about six things on the regimen that I recommend every cancer patient do every day, if I were to add a seventh item on there, it would be vitamin D3. Dr. Mercola's article, you can check it out at his website. It's mercola.com. Pretty interesting website because you can use the search feature there to find, for example, all of the articles he's ever written on vitamin D, a large sample of them there. And, for example, I just watched a 60-minute video on this topic of vitamin D at the website, and you can take a look at that. I recommend you watch that one, really, if you have any doubt that this is a necessary part of your everyday routine, taking vitamin D3. What he talked about in this most recent article is a study that showed that 600,000 cases of breast and colorectal cancer every year could be prevented if vitamin D levels among the population worldwide were increased. That's just counting the death toll for two types of cancer. It would cut it by 600,000. The evidence is now showing that vitamin D can cut overall cancer risk, that's all cancers, by as much as 60%. And this was such groundbreaking news to the Canadian people that the Canadian Cancer Society, the equivalent of the American Cancer Society, has actually begun endorsing this vitamin as a cancer prevention therapy. So the conventional folks are getting on the bandwagon here, people. So I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day. I get out in the sun sometimes. I walk a couple of miles in the afternoon usually. But I don't get enough sun because I don't expose enough of my body to that every day. And if you get about 20 minutes in the sun with most of your skin exposed, you're going to get about 20,000 IUs of vitamin D. But some people, if they're sick particularly, if they have cancer, diabetes, or any other illness, up to 50,000 IUs of vitamin D is perfectly healthy. It is very, very healing. It's almost impossible to overdose on vitamin D3, particularly if you're sick. Just a word to the wise on this subject, so go look it up on Dr. Mercola's website. He's really got a great one there. Well, I would like to tell you now about a book I've just read which really hit me between the eyes. I have looked at a video, which has been pointed out to me by a couple of my readers, where I get almost all of my information, by the way, on the subject of radiation hormesis. This is a new term to most people. I know it was to me when I first heard about it. This was several months ago. And I watched a video about Jay Gutierrez, a helicopter mechanic who about 15 years ago was flying his helicopter over northern Wyoming and found a bunch of rocks there that looked attractive. And he went down and picked up some of them with the idea of making jewelry with them. And he made some jewelry for people and gave it to some of his friends because he likes to work with rocks, just as my wife does. She's a jewelry designer and she loves rocks. But what Jay found was that people were telling him about getting healed of all kinds of degenerative conditions with these stones that he'd given them in the form of necklaces, pendants, or whatever. And he started to look into this. Well, the word hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, is a Greek word meaning to excite. To excite. Radiation hormesis simply means that the radiation excites the body's cells and makes them healthier. There's a mountain of data on this subject, by the way, and I found out in the last couple of days reading the book called Because People Are Dying by Dr. Jane G. Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G, that's her name. She's a PhD. And she's done a superb job of collecting all the data on this subject of radiation hormesis. And I finally understand why this is an enormous subject that anyone who is sick, particularly with cancer, needs to know about. Dr. Goldberg describes the long history of radon baths and mines and in other locations, like hot springs and so on, in the United States and all over the world. These are sites where people go to be healed by the radiation coming out of the earth in the form of radon gas. It's truly ironic that radon is considered harmful by the authorities now. And this is what Dr. Goldberg calls the result of nuclear fright, which followed the use of atomic weapons on Japan in World War II. And any amount of radiation has since then has been considered to be harmful to the body, of course, except when it's used for cancer, conventional medical treatment. Actually, we sold a house in North Carolina not long ago, in February of this year, actually. It had been on the market for 8 or 9 months when we finally sold it. And before we could sell that house, they had to test it for the radon gas, which is quite common in the mountains in North Carolina where we live. And it turned out that our house was a little bit above the amount that was considered appropriate for radon emissions from the earth, actually coming out of the rocks in the mountain. And we had to have our house fixed before the people could buy it and move into it to get rid of the radon gas, they install a certain type of fan in the garage to take care of the radon gas and so on. And it cost us $1,000 before we could sell the house. Well, after reading this book, it's obvious to me that the people who bought that house should have paid us more for getting the radon, which is going to be a very healthy thing for them. People exposed to it all over the world have been proven to live longer and have far lower incidences of all types of cancer, particularly lung cancer. So those people probably should have paid us more for that house. Well, I want you to get Dr. Goldberg's book if you're interested in cancer healing, because it is really important. I'm going to try to get Dr. Goldberg and or Jay Gutierrez, the guy who discovered this, the helicopter mechanic, get him on the show if I can. But in the meantime, it's important that you get up to speed on this subject. Here's a quote from this book. The book is called Because People Are Dying. Dr. Goldberg wrote, quote, low-level ionizing radiation is an essential trace energy for life, analogous to essential trace elements. Irradiation supplementation promises increased quality of life and a new plane of health for people in the 21st century. It is likely, as indicated by numerous research studies, that a large number of cancer deaths are preventable by increasing our daily exposure to low-dose radiation, unquote. To begin your appreciation of this subject, I suggest you go to Google and just type in the following. Radiation hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, and Jay Gutierrez. It's spelled G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. When you type that in, you'll get lots of websites, and several of them have videos with cancer survivors and doctors talking about this subject. And, of course, Jay himself, describing how he's helped people heal over the last 15 years of all types of cancer. In fact, Dr. Goldberg's book has 32 testimonials covering 31 pages in the book, mostly from cancer patients, about their recovery using the rocks and mud packs and so on that are now being sold by Jay Gutierrez through his company in Colorado. And these rocks and mud packs have this low-dose radiation in them. I'll read some of these testimonials here in just a minute. The book also includes 13 pages of references to studies and articles on this subject. It includes an annotated bibliography just from the years 2000 through 2007, which lists 113 studies with synopses of each one. This is a very thorough research project that Dr. Goldberg has done, but the guts of the book is written for laymen like you and me. Very easy to understand, so don't worry about that. She also lists 10 places in the U.S. and Europe to go for cancer treatment using radiation hormesis. One of them is in New York City. One is in southern Colorado, Jay Gutierrez's place. Here are a couple of these convincing testimonials I'd like to read to you. The first one is from a lady in Hawaii. It's dated May 20th, 2008. The subject is no mass and no tumors. Aloha, Jay. While visiting my doctor today, I had a chest x-ray. My doctor called me into her office to review the results. She was concerned about water in the lungs or water surrounding the heart, as I was retaining water and had some swelling. None of that showed up. I looked at the x-ray and asked my doctor where the mass or tumors were, which was diagnosed as stage 4 lung cancer in January, and she replied, "I don't see any." I said, "Thank you, Lord." I knew at that moment that I had received a miracle. I cannot thank our Lord enough for putting Jay Gutierrez in my life, because according to the pulmonary surgeon I visited in January, I should be dead by now. I never had any radiation or chemotherapy. The only radiation I used was radiation hormesis from the stones Jay sent me. Please believe anything is possible through our Lord, and never stop thanking Jay for his help, patience, and dedication while working with all the people who call upon him for his hope and support when none was offered by the medical field. Heartfelt thank you, Jay, and God bless you. K. Noto. Well, here's another one. These are relatively short, but they're much longer testimonials in here that you can read when you get the book, and I think you'll really enjoy them. This one was written in August 15, 2008, and the subject is Jack's lung cancer. Jay, we purchased stones from you about 2 months ago, and Jack had his first CT scan since he first started wearing the necklace, using the mud packs, etc. All of the tumors are at least half the size they were in the last scan, and at least one doesn't show up at all anymore. I will keep you informed as we go forward, but I wanted to let you know our progress to date and to thank you for your help. I may just have to order a few more necklaces for the family. Sincerely, Polly Case. Well, those are just a couple of examples. Let me quickly list here, before I run out of time, the 10 benefits that Dr. Goldberg says you receive from these rocks and or mud packs. The mud packs come, of course, packaged in a plastic case. But what she says you get from these is, first of all, increased apoptosis, which is the death of cells, particularly cancer cells. And you get a promotion of cellular detoxification. It stimulates DNA repair. It loosens the DNA coil. It allows rest and recovery from damage. It promotes free radical detoxification, stimulates the immune system, increases production of enzymes, rejuvenates cells, and confers an anti-aging effect, and has beneficial effects on neurotransmitting and thinking systems. It would literally make you smarter, this stuff, by the way, I think. Believe me, I could go on, but enough for now. Please do yourself a favor and look up this important healing subject. Again, the Google search should be radiation hormesis and Jay Gutierrez. Stay tuned now for an introduction to cancer clinics in Mexico, Germany, and the United States from the world's expert on this subject, Andy Schulberg. But first, a word from my wonderful three sponsors. The first thing I take every morning, I think most of you know, is called Transfer Point Beta-Glucan. And the reason I do that is because I know that this is probably the best boost for my immune system of anything I could take. It's been tested in a couple of labs at the University of Louisville and Harvard University against about 36 other immune-boosting products, several of which I've recommended over the years, and this one's found to be superior by the independent labs at these universities. And the reason they found it so superior is because it uniquely activates the neutrophil cells in the immune system, which are probably the 60% at least of the immune system cells in your body. It's a non-soluble capsule that goes through your stomach and into your small intestines, where it gets to the immune system where it's exactly needed. A very important product, and you can get it easily by going to a website, aboutbetaglucan.com. That's about BETAGLUCAN.com. Put a /, and the word be special in lowercase after the slash, and you'll get a discount for listeners to this show. If you prefer, you can call Phyllis or Michael at 1-800-746-7640 in Atlanta. They're on Eastern Time, of course. Outside the United States, call area 678-560-1808. Well, the second thing I take every morning is something called Barley Power from Green Supreme Incorporated in Pennsylvania. These people have been making this product for many years now, and it's the best thing you can possibly take for alkalinity, which every cancer patient needs, and for getting every enzyme in the human body into your body. If you have cancer, you should take about 20 of these a day, but I take 8 or 9 just for prevention. Cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment, and that's what this produces in your body, alkalinity. Real important stuff. The other thing you might want to take a look at their website, greensupreme.net, is something called Petal Soft, which is a product that they've developed for women in the menopause stage. And my wife has taken this, by the way, and it helps a lot with the hot flashes and so on, the other symptoms of menopause. So take a look at Petal Soft as well. You can call these folks at 1-800-358-0777. That's Eastern Time again. Outside the United States, area 724-946-9057. And don't forget to ask for their special offer for cancer patients. My third sponsor is, of course, Our Health Co-op, which is a wonderful company that sells supplements at the lowest possible price and in the highest possible quality. Everything that they sell has been tested in an independent lab to be sure that it has in it what it says on the package. Believe me, this is unique in my experience. The wonderful product called Constant Health that I've been mentioning for the last few weeks is something that you can take as a powder in the smoothie that I recommend, the cottage cheese and flaxseed oil smoothie that hopefully all of you are doing every morning as I do. It's tasty and it mixes well with that particular smoothie, and it is a very, very helpful thing for your health. You can get this at their website, makinghealthaffordable.com, or you can call them, their order desk at 1-800-667-0781. They're in Florida. Outside the United States, it's area 561-863-5300. Stay tuned now, folks. You've got an interesting interview coming up here for you. We'll be right back. Well, hello, folks. I have an interesting interview subject for you today. His name is Andy Schulberg. Andy's a freelance writer in Chicago, Illinois, and he's been a student and devotee of alternative medicine for many years. Actually, his career lately has been devoted to writing books on cancer clinics, among other things. In fact, he's just written a short e-book synopsis of my book, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But one of the books he's written is on cancer clinics here in the United States, another one on Mexican cancer clinics, and his most recent one was on German cancer clinics. So Andy probably knows more about cancer clinics in those three locations, which are the primary places that people look for them, than anybody else in the world. So we're going to talk about all of them and his experiences and people that he's met and so on. This synopsis of my book that Andy's just finished, my cancer-free book, is about a 50 or 60 page ebook that we're going to offer to people as a way to get the primary message of my book in a very short form and where they can pass it on easily to their relatives who may not be interested in reading a 344 page book like mine, but would probably read a short 50 page book, which Andy's done a wonderful job of encapsulating the message that I would like to get to cancer patients, and we'll talk about that more. Well, welcome, Andy. Thanks so much for joining us and bringing your information to our folks. I'm sure they're going to be very interested in it.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you, and I appreciate your kind remarks.
Yeah, well, you've had probably more experience visiting cancer clinics than anyone in the world, I would guess. So we want to get the message to people that there are clinics available in quite a few locations at various prices, and they need to shop around a little bit. But one of the best ways to do that, of course, is to read the information that you've gathered on them. We'll talk first, I guess, about the ones in Mexico, no particular order here. But
sure.
You did visit several cancer clinics in Mexico and wrote up a very interesting ebook on them called Cancer Defeated, which is available, by the way, at folks at cancerdefeated.com if you're interested in looking up the book. It's an ebook that you can download if you want to. But tell us about your experience there. How did the Mexican clinics compare and contrast now that you've done it with the other clinics?
Well, I think that it's kind of like apples and oranges. Mexico has a little different approach compared to the alternative clinics in America and Germany. For one thing, Mexico uses a lot of Laetril.
Yeah.
And Laetril is actually an amazing treatment. I don't really understand why the German clinics don't use it, but they use mistletoe, and that's very effective too. And so mistletoe is kind of like the German thing, and Laetril is the Mexican thing. But the first clinic that I visited was the clinic of Gilberto Alvarez, and I call him the Marcus Welby MD of Mexico. He's just a genial person, a warm-hearted person.
Yeah, he certainly sounds like it. I was very impressed with your write-up on him. He sure seems to have a lot of experience and be a very compassionate and wonderful healer.
Well, he told me an amazing story of survival. And back in 1983, there was a little 2-year-old toddler from Pennsylvania. The toddler's name was Jeremy Snyder, and little Jeremy had an inoperable brainstem tumor, and the doctors said, well, we have no treatment, it's inoperable, it's hopeless, we're sorry to say he has no more than 6 months to live.
Yeah.
Well, the parents didn't want to take that for an answer, And so they took their, they heard that wonderful things were going on in Mexico, alternative cancer treatments. Somehow they heard about Dr. Alvarez. They took the boy to Dr. Alvarez, and Dr. Alvarez says, yes, there's hope. I may be able to help this child. And the child got rid of his cancer there. The child is now 28 years old. He's graduated from college. He's married. I don't know whether they have any children, but he's facing a bright future. And this is a child who would have died at the hands of American medicine because they just didn't know what to do.
Wow.
Well, Dr. Alvarez, I asked him, well, how did you do that? And he said, well, three things: Laetril, DMSO, and vitamin C.
Well, I'll be darned.
And that did the trick, you know, just by intravenous treatment, and this baby got rid of the cancer.
That two-year-old, my goodness, isn't that incredible? His clinic is called the Stella Maris, I believe it is. Stella Maris Clinic, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that means Star of the Sea, and that's one of the nicknames of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And that young man is now in his late 20s. Incredible.
Yeah, that is.
Well, obviously, the clinics seem to communicate with each other in a particular area because they seem to use common treatments. I know when I visited a couple of the Mexican cancer clinics, they were both doing hyperthermia, full body hyperthermia, I think, and Laetril and vitamin C, just as you mentioned. Do they seem to have a lot in common in a particular area like this?
Well, yes. Laetril, that practically all of them use that. Hyperthermia, which is heating up the body. Now, cancer, as probably most of your listeners know, cancer can't stand heat.
Right.
And so they give the person an artificial fever, they heat up the body, and that makes the cancer very vulnerable to being knocked off.
Right.
I guess the one clinic that's kind of out of step with the others is the Gerson Clinic, and they have kind of like their own method, which works. It's a tough program, but it works.
Yeah.
And there's a Hoxie Clinic down there. I haven't visited that one, but the ones that I visited, they all used pretty much the same method.
Yeah, I see.
And I might add, too, that Dr. Alvarez was able to save his father from a dreadful operation. His father got prostate cancer and lived in another part of Mexico, and the doctor, believe it or not, wanted to give him an orchiectomy. In other words, castration.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so he called his son, you know, Dr. Alvarez, and said, look, this is what the doctor says. And then Dr. Alvarez told his dad, well, here, come to my clinic. I know a better way to deal with that. Helped his dad get rid of the cancer without any drastic operation like that.
My goodness. Well, save his own father. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Were there any other doctors or clinics that particularly impressed you in Mexico?
Oh, yes. I want to tell you an amazing story about Dr. Rodriguez's clinic.
Oh, yeah.
The International BioCare. I met a lady there. She first came to him a year earlier, and actually, she was from Arkansas. The doctor there had given her 3 weeks to live, and she was unconscious.
Wow.
And her family said, we want to bring her to Mexico. And the hospital said, no, she's not going anywhere. And the family said, watch us. And they took her, loaded her into a van, drove straight through to Tijuana, and showed up at the door of the International BioCare without an appointment. They asked, well, when could you see our mother? Well, maybe next Wednesday.
Oh.
Well, she's out in the parking lot. Well, they said, well, in that case, we better bring her in right now. So they attended to her immediately, saved her life. Now,
wow.
She had been given 3 weeks. She was basically written off. And I met her a year later when she was just there for a follow-up. She was perfectly healthy, and she was working. She was a florist, and she had worked a full shift on leading up to Mother's Day, which is a big day. She had, you know, good energy, and she was in excellent health.
Wow.
And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing stories. I mean, this is unbelievable. They probably do this daily. I mean, these clinics, I'm sure they get people who are coming to them as a last resort, I suspect, in many, many cases. I've heard some of the doctors talk about this that run the clinics down there, and most of the patients they get are in stage four and far along in their cancer and have had a lot of conventional treatment, and they end up finally coming to the the Mexican clinics as a last resort. Isn't that true, or is it?
Yeah, that's true. And really, I think that it's better for cancer patients to go there as a first resort.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if they go there as a last resort, well, Mexico often can help people even in those desperate situations, but so often the American treatments, you know, the chemo and the radiation has ruined the immune system,
yeah.
And so it's difficult to turn some of these situations around when the patient is so compromised through these harsh treatments.
Yeah. Describe, if you would, how they use DMSO. Do they use it as a carrier primarily? This is a solvent, actually, DMSO, for those of you that aren't familiar with it. It's a very common solvent, but it's used to carry things around the body that are done transdermally on the skin. Is that the way they use it?
Well, the way Dr. Alvarez uses it is intravenously.
Okay.
And surprisingly, there was a positive story about DMSO, this was maybe 20 years ago, on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you would expect them to give a negative report about alternative treatments. But
right.
they gave a positive report about it. It does have tremendous merit. And certainly, I think it must have had a synergistic effect together with the Laetril and the vitamin C. Of course, Laetril is one of the most effective cancer killings, very effective.
Yeah, it is quite effective. Yeah, the only reason I don't recommend it is that because the people who have a lot of experience with it say you have to prepare the patient with certain types of vitamins and other preparatory things before they take it. So it's not something you can do on a self-help basis like the types of things I recommend to people. But it
right.
certainly is effective, and most of the cancer clinics in Mexico use it. Of course, it's outlawed here in the United States, which is ridiculous. That's another story, which we won't get into, but incredible
yeah.
stuff.
Sure.
Well, the Mexican clinics obviously should be an option for most people. How do you think the prices compare there with other clinics, like here in the United States, for example?
Well, you know, I think that the way I describe it is that the treatment in Mexico costs about as much as maybe a used van.
Okay.
You know, like for, let's say, 3 weeks of treatment might cost, oh, maybe $15,000.
Right.
You know, let's say a new van might cost $20,000 or $25,000. So for about the price of a used van, you can get 3 weeks of treatment.
Yeah.
The prices are, it varies, and actually it depends on the case, you know,
right.
a more severe case might take longer. So it's best to consult with the clinic. But you
yeah.
know, let's compare that to the price tag in America. I think that, you know, we're certainly talking six figures, whether it's $300,000 or $800,000. But by the time you add up these $10,000 to $15,000 a month chemotherapy,
oh my, yeah.
and the surgery and the radiation and the hospitalization and, you know, once you're in an American hospital, you can't even look at a clock without incurring a fee. I mean,
no.
the meter is running, and
that's
it's,
right.
It's terrible. So the prices down there are very reasonable.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's just, in most cases, of course, they're out of pocket. Do most of the people there stay in the clinic as an inpatient, or do they stay at hotels or something around the area?
Well, they do both. You know, you can stay. I personally, like if it were me, I think I would rather just be at the clinic,
mm-hmm.
you know, stay at a hospital. But there are some people who stay, let's say, at a local hotel on the Tijuana side. And I've stayed at a very nice hotel there. I mean, five-star, the Lucerna, which means the firefly in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And it's five-star, and then the clinics have special prices.
Yeah.
The patients can stay there for maybe $80 a night. But at International BioCare, that's an inpatient, and so they just stay there, and everything is taken care of. And then there are even a few people who stay on the American side, and the clinics offer free shuttle service. And
yeah.
So, and there's even a campground on the American side. Some people might be staying in their own
their RVs or whatever, yeah.
And then they can get a free shuttle ride to the clinic every day. So there's many different ways of doing it to suit just about any budget. And actually, the cost is very often reimbursable. There's a company in Houston, Global Billing Services, that helps people get reimbursed from their insurance company.
Oh, great.
And most of the time, they can get either a partial or full, most
yeah.
of the money refunded.
At least some of it, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And the nice thing I like about these ebooks you put together, you know, they're readily available. This one is at cancerdefeated.com. People can look that up. But it has wonderful contact information in there. There are phone numbers. Most of the phone numbers you have are you know, San Diego numbers in the United States that are answered in Tijuana, for example. So people can get that ebook if they're interested in these clinics. There's certainly lots of information there. Let's talk a little bit about Germany first, and then we'll get to the United States. What did you find special about the German cancer clinics that you visited?
I was just absolutely amazed. I think the Germans are far ahead of most of the American cancer doctors. I mean, the American cancer doctors are kind of stuck in this chemotherapy, radiation surgery, you know, the cut, burn, poison. And the way the German doctors approach it, they use an integrative approach.
Uh-huh.
For example, they don't give the patient a full blast of chemotherapy like they do in America. But what they do instead, they'll give the patient a treatment that weakens the cancer, and then they might give just a little bit of chemotherapy to knock it off, but not anything that causes nausea or hair loss.
I see.
And actually, the Germans have mastered hyperthermia perhaps better than anybody else. I mean, I saw equipment that costs $250,000. And what they can do, one doctor, his procedure is to heat up the patient's body temperature to 107 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, okay.
For two hours.
Yeah.
Now, it takes about 2 hours to ramp up to that temperature, and then another 2 hours to ramp down to normal. During that time, the patient is unconscious, and the patient sweats out 11 pints of fluid during that time.
My goodness.
And the fluid is replaced intravenously so that everything is kept on an even keel. And by the time that hyperthermia treatment is over, that cancer is just about had it.
Yeah.
And so then they can knock it off with something else.
So this is obviously a full body hyperthermia type of thing where the person sits in kind of a tent or something, or lies down on a bed or something, but their whole body is involved, obviously.
Yes, it's whole body, and they can also do local hyperthermia. So let's say if it's a question of breast cancer,
right?
And let's say in the left breast, they can heat up that specific area. And then another way that they do the hyperthermia is through the middle toe.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That will create an artificial fever. They call that fever therapy,
which is a
form of hyperthermia. And the mistletoe also strengthens the immune system.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Bill, let me tell you an amazing story.
I'd love to hear it.
That it shows what Germany can do where the American doctors fail.
Yeah.
Now, back in 1975, Alicia Buttons, who was the wife of the Red Buttons, the actor and comedian.
Oh, yeah, Red Buttons, sure.
Yeah, she got a really terrible form of cancer called oral pharyngeal, which it's terrible because, you know, when they do surgery, it disfigures the face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Roger Ebert had, the film critic had something similar to that, and his face is permanently disfigured. You know, they took away part of his jaw, and it was terrible. You know, I wish I could have told him about Germany.
Yeah, right.
Because I think these disfiguring operations are unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. You'd love to be able to get to all these celebrities that they report on in the media about, you know, they're fighting cancer and battling cancer and so on. Hey, folks. Wake up, you know, there are people that know how to do this without battling it and get you well. Anyway, go on with your story. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, sure. No, that's all right. Well, Alicia was in really bad shape with her cancer, and her American doctors said that she needed surgery. Well, this kind of surgery, as I said, it disfigures the face. You know, they might have to remove the jaw.
Oh, my.
Or, you know, I mean, it's really bad. And so she said, absolutely not. And she looked for an alternative, and she and Red decided to go to Germany because they had heard that that there were places there that could get rid of difficult cancers using alternative methods.
Sure, yeah.
And so she went to Germany, got rid of her cancer without any surgery, and she went on to live for another 29 years, and then she died of something other than cancer.
Wow, 29.
And Red Buttons, of course, became an ardent proponent of health care freedom.
Yeah.
And, you know, because this kind of information is suppressed in America, and that's why I appreciate your radio show, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on it to tell people the truth.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that should be known. And actually, even President Ronald Reagan was treated in Germany while president for his cancer.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing about that one, Bill, about that story, is that back in the mid-'80s, the American cancer industry was telling the public, oh, anybody who says that the cancer has anything to do with diet is a quack. You know, I mean, and this was the party line of the medical establishment.
A lot of them are still saying that, by the way.
Well, some of them are, even now. But when Reagan went to Germany and he saw Dr. Hans Nieper in Hanover, one thing that Dr. Nieper told him, and probably the key thing that saved his life, is you have got to change your diet.
Yeah.
And then even in America, some of these stubborn guys, some of these stubborn doctors started get with it and understand that there might be some connection between diet and
cancer.
Yeah,
I guess so.
But you're right, there's still a lot of foot-dragging about that. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, President Reagan got rid of his cancer. He didn't lose his hair. You know, he did have that impressive pompadour haircut. And, and he never lost his hair, never lost his vigor. And he lived for a long time after that and died of something other than cancer.
Yeah, well, these people, obviously, Red Button's wife, President Reagan, and so on, they almost certainly changed their lifestyle as a result of the wake-up call given to them by these clinics. I mean, they obviously stress changing things that you're not going to go on with the same procedure of eating and you've done prior to getting the cancer diagnosis, because obviously it will recur, and it always does if people go back to the way they were before they got the wake-up call, as it were. Well, that's really interesting. The information on these clinics, and how many did you visit over there again, Andy?
I visited six clinics, five of them in Germany and one in Austria.
Okay.
And I was just very impressed. The doctors are very highbrow. They speak English fluently.
Right.
And everything is first class. And the other great thing about these clinics is that they were really more like a bed and breakfast than a let's say a hospital.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have that hospital smell.
Right.
And in fact, Dr. Herzog at his clinic told me that he doesn't have a centralized ventilation system.
Oh, yeah.
And so that prevents hospital bugs from, you know, like if some in American hospitals, you know, these bugs go through the ventilation system.
Yeah, tell me about it. The MRSA, you know, it's getting to be awful. They don't have any antibiotics for it, this kind of thing, in the hospital. So it's a dangerous place to go, usually, the hospital.
Yeah,
but in Germany, they're considerably safer, I guess. Well, one of the ways to get information about this more detail is to get Andy's ebook. It's called, the website is GermanCancerBreakthrough.com. That's the name of the book, GermanCancerBreakthrough.com. Go take a look at that, folks. If you want the book or get information on these clinics, you can download it, and it's pretty simple. Oh, by the way, before I go on, one of the things I didn't ask you was, you know, compare the prices in Germany to the prices in Mexico, if you can.
I would say that the prices in Germany are a little bit more expensive, but not much more. You know, like, let's say if the Mexican clinics are, let's say, $13,000 to $15,000 for 3 weeks, well, the German clinics might be $20,000, $25,000. You know, basically for the price of a new Honda.
Okay.
You know, rather than a used van.
Right.
But you know, there are other benefits to going to Germany. I mean, it's such a wonderful, delightful country, and the people are so friendly, and the German accent is a delight to listen to as well.
Sure, hear, hear, and. Yeah. And they do, I guess there's some recovery from insurance as well in the German clinics, at least for most people. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. Now, people do have to pay for their treatments out of pocket, but then once that's done, they can apply for reimbursement from their insurance company through an organization called, I think, Global Billing Services, and they're located in Houston, Texas, and they've had quite a bit of success getting people, you know, let's say 70-80% of their money back. And, you know, I'm very happy to hear about that.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, let's see. We've got some time left here, but let's talk about the United States. Most of our listeners are here in the U.S., and of course, one of the first things they want to consider if they're going to a clinic is where can I get one that's fairly close to home? And you've written another great ebook on this. It's called Cancer Defeated USA. I think
Cancer
that,
Breakthrough.
I'm
Cancer
sorry.
Breakthrough USA.
CancerBreakthroughUSA.com. There's a website again for this one. Each of the three books has a separate website, so you might want to take a look at each of them. But tell us a little bit about the U.S. clinics that you visited here. There were several of them, I know, Andy.
Well, let me tell you how I discovered one of the most amazing clinics that actually was operating under the radar. And I met a fellow at Mass. The two of us go to this chapel together. And he told me the most remarkable story about his cancer recovery.
Uh-huh.
He had metastasized prostate cancer, and he had a big, ugly tumor by his knee and another one on his forehead. This is before I met him. But he was going to go in for chemotherapy, and then his doctor said, absolutely not. She said, you go up to this, see this lady up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She can get rid of your cancer without any chemotherapy, and if that doesn't work, you can still go back and try chemotherapy. But go up there first. She practically insisted, and so he thought, well, okay, if she feels that strongly about it. Well, he went up there, and the doctor, Dr. Renee Wellhaus, told him, your cancer is grave, but if you change your life, if you do what I say, you will live. If you don't do what I say, you might as well just make your funeral arrangements.
Yeah, her name is Dr. Renee Wellhaus, is that right? Wellhouse, I think, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so he got the message loud and clear. He changed his life immediately. He changed his diet. He detoxified his body. And what happened, you might not even believe this, Bill.
But yeah.
It's true. I mean, I believe this guy. He told me that one day at home, and this is at home, this ugly tumor just came out of his leg.
Wow.
And he said there was a hole in his leg big enough to drop a jumbo egg into. And after a few days, this hole just naturally closed up with a fresh layer of skin.
Wow.
And then the same thing happened to the tumor on his forehead. It just came out naturally. Then he had a hole in his forehead and then with a bandage over it. And after a few days, it covered up with a nice, fresh, new layer of skin that was just as smooth as a baby's butt.
Yeah.
And I saw Jim today, and, you know, now this is about 3 years later, and that new skin looks more like his other. But this is just absolutely amazing. Now, Dr. Wellhaus had an astounding story of her own recovery from cancer.
I wanted to comment on your friend. The body is so capable of healing. It's just amazing what it can do if you give it, you get out of the way and give it a chance. It can excrete the tumor, get it out of the body, and then heal where the hole is that it came out of. Amazing.
Isn't that remarkable? I mean, the human body is the miracle. I mean, these cures that I'm talking about seem miraculous, but the real miracle is the human body. And when you put the right stuff into it, stop putting the bad stuff into it, wonderful things can happen.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Wellhaus had an interesting story herself. How did she get interested in this kind of holistic healing?
Well, she was a victim of the cancer treatment industry. I mean, when she was 21 years old, she had bilateral breast cancer. In other words, both breasts.
Wow.
And the doctor said, well, they both have to come off. And
so
she had this bilateral mastectomy. Well, then over the next 14 years, she had 14 more operations, including a thyroidectomy, hysterectomy, an unsuccessful bone marrow transplant. And then at the end of the road, they told her, well, you need to have one of your legs amputated, and you need to get on the list for a liver transplant.
And at
that point, someone in a Bible study, a friend in a Bible study, told her about alternative health, and then she decided to flush all of her prescription drugs down the toilet and change her diet and get detoxified and follow a natural health plan. And she didn't need the amputation. She didn't need the liver transplant.
No.
And she was so impressed with her recovery that she went on to become a naturopathic doctor. and to heal others, including my friend Jim, you know, the one we were talking about a minute ago.
Amazing, amazing. And
I interviewed her, and she was just as healthy as could be, and she was had such a wonderful heart, and what a legendary healer. And then tragically, she died suddenly at the age of 57 in a car accident.
Yeah, wasn't that a shame? I mean, what a loss she was, a wonderful holistic healer, and this was about almost a little over 2 years ago, I guess it was in 2007 when she had the accident and died. And her clinic is being carried on by her other people, her associates, I believe, is it not?
Well, there are a couple of, actually her clinic unfortunately went under.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of doctors that were with her that have recently opened up another clinic in the Milwaukee area, and so the work is being carried on. And in my book, I also cover a couple of other clinics, 7 or 8 clinics,
right.
So that probably if somebody gets this book, they can probably find a clinic near them.
Yeah, there, there are at least eight or so that, and with detailed information, like on Dr. Wellhouse's clinic. And then there are several in the back where you just give contact information and locations and so on. So, yeah, it gives you a very good guide to clinics that are very, very competent to do what you need done if you're going to go to a clinic. You can at least call and inquire about costs and that type of thing. And Andy's given you a lot of great information. That website, again, is cancerbreakthroughusa.com. Well, are there any others in the U.S. that jump out at you when you think about traveling through the clinics like you did?
Well, I just love, you know, I mean, I feel like a kid in a candy store when I'm thinking about these clinics. They're all just great. I really like the clinics in Reno, and I know you've been to one or both of those. Dr. Forsythe's clinic is just remarkable, and he's known as the doctor who cures the incurables.
Yeah.
He has a very impressive record.
Yeah, he does have quite an interesting history. He's been persecuted by various authorities because of his success with natural healing, I guess. Interesting gentleman. I covered him in a story about a year and a half ago on this same show where I talked about his experience. It was published uniquely in the paper in detail. In most cases when doctors are persecuted like this, it doesn't ever make the media, but the Reno paper had his story in it in detail. But he's still operating that clinic, the Forsythe Clinic in Reno, that is covered in your ebook. And my friend who visited me yesterday, in fact, Dr. Chris Hussar, it is a dentist and an oral surgeon who reviews the dental history and the dental problems of every cancer patient that comes to that clinic. And I won't go into it now, but my feeling is that most cancers are related to dental problems, root canals, cavitations, that type of thing. We won't go into detail about that. But that's what Dr. Hussar does, is review that and clean up people's mouths before they get treated for cancer. And it is much more effective after they've done that, obviously.
Right.
Well, the prices here in the United States probably vary considerably, but how would you compare them, for example, to Germany? Are they similar?
I would say they're similar to Germany, but it could be more or less, and it really depends on the case. And actually, you know, surprisingly, I interviewed a woman who got rid of her breast cancer at Dr. Wellhouse's clinic for $5,000.
Really? Wow.
Now, she didn't have $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she had $500.
Right.
So what she did, she borrowed $5,000 and got rid of her cancer, and she's perfectly healthy today. And so, but usually it's going to cost more than that, I think.
Yeah, and again, some of this is going to be recovered from the insurance companies if you have insurance. So, you know, it's hard to tell, but I mean, there's no general number you can give, but it generally, if you're going to stay several weeks in the clinic location, you can count on it costing at least $3,500 to $4,000, I think, a week to minimum, and probably more than that. Well, it's been very interesting talking about the clinics, Andy, but I know that, you know, with your experience with all the clinics and everything, and by the way, I'm talking to Andy Schulberg here, a freelance writer from Chicago, Illinois, who has written 3 books on cancer clinics in Mexico, Germany, and the United States. And obviously, it's made him probably the world's greatest authority on cancer clinics, because nobody else that I know of has visited all of them that Andy has, and has all the information that he's put in these wonderful e-books that he's put together. But I wanted to ask you your personal opinion now. If you had a cancer experience yourself, or one of your loved ones, your mother or someone, what would be your decision about cancer clinic? Would you go to that as a first choice, or would you try some self-help first?
Well, I really, you've converted me, Bill. I believe I would try the
That was a leading question, by the way.
and you really did convert me with your book. I would try the self-help approach, partly because I have a lot of confidence in it, but also you give information about how to get an inexpensive test that shows whether the cancer treatment is working or not.
Right.
And so let's say if you do the self-help, and if the cancer is obviously shrinking and going away and disappearing, well, then there's no need to go to a clinic.
Yeah.
But you have clinics as a backup, and there, you know, like I would really be at a dilemma, Bill. You know, like would I go to Mexico? Would I go to Germany? Would I go to some clinic in America?
Yeah, you know too much to make an easy decision here.
Well, they say that if you have cancer, then, you know, your clinic will pick you. And so that there might be something to that. But
sure.
I really, that would be a pretty tough choice. I might be a little more inclined. I love Germany for many reasons, but I like Mexico because of the Laetril. And then, of course, the great clinics here in America, a few alternative clinics. There are not many, but there are a few really great ones here.
Yeah.
Very hard to say. Now, as far as a loved one, I have had loved ones get cancer, and what I do, I mean, I believe in health freedom, and I believe people should make an informed choice. And so what I've done, I've sent my e-books to the loved ones by FedEx.
Oh, okay.
And then, but you know, not everybody is open to it, Bill, and I know that that's the case. And,
absolutely.
And it's frustrating for me to see, let's say, a loved one get a colostomy.
Yeah, sure.
Because they followed the, you know, a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to do what the doctor says, or the doctor knows what's best. And,
yeah.
You know, whatever the doctor says. And
well, that's about the deadliest thing you can do as far as a decision, is to just listen to doctors. You know, you've got to get smart enough yourself to take charge of your own health care. That's probably step number one.
Yeah, and not everybody is willing to do that.
No, that's true.
You know, but I give the information to a loved one, and then it's really in their hands.
Yeah, certainly.
I can't make the decision for other people.
Yeah,
and I've had a cousin about my age die suddenly of brain cancer.
Oh boy.
I couldn't get the information to him in time. You know,
yeah.
It happened so suddenly. It's tragic. You know, I really want to help people, and I know you have a heart for helping people.
Oh yeah.
And I guess if I give people information so that they can make an informed choice,
mm-hmm.
that's the best we can do.
Let them make
an informed choice.
And the informed choice has to include changing your lifestyle, folks, enough to where you don't count on the clinic to get you completely well. I mean, they can heal the cancer temporarily, but believe me, it's going to come back or get worse if you don't change your eating and supplement lifestyle. Basically, that's how you get well and how you stay well. Basically, use this as a wake-up call. That's what we always emphasize.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, Bill.
I think
you've hit the nail on the head. It's not a matter, I mean, sure, you can go to Germany, you can go to Mexico and get rid of your cancer in 3 or 4 weeks. You know, certainly that can be done. Then you come home. Then what?
Yeah,
then
right.
You have to change. If you keep on doing what you did before, you'll get what you got, which is cancer. And when it comes back the second time, it'll be twice as bad.
Right. Well, folks, this is Andy Schulberg, who's done a wonderful job of giving you information about clinics all over the world, in Mexico, Germany, here in the United States. Andy is just about to publish his short version of my book, a much boiled down version of it with all the essentials basically in it, that we hope will get a lot wider distribution to a lot more people. It'll be a much lower price, but it will be advertised more easily to people because it can easily be downloaded and passed from one person to another in the form of an ebook, and a short one that people can read you know, in a matter of an hour or so. So, Andy, we appreciate you very much. You've done a wonderful job here of helping people with your writing, and you're going to continue, I'm sure, indefinitely. Andy's just a wonderful freelance writer, and he's done a great job of helping lots and lots of cancer patients. So we'll talk to you again, Andy. Appreciate it very much. It's been a great hour.
Well, thanks, Bill. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, thank you, Andy. That was really great and informative about these wonderful clinics. Folks, the takeaway message here is that if you're going to a clinic and you're going to spend that amount of $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, it's probably a good idea to set some kind of a goal for yourself for a couple of months before you make that decision to try a sensible self-help regimen. There's one, of course, in Chapter 5 of my book, which lots of people have used to get well. There are others. There are all kinds of regimens around that you can try. But try the self-help approach first. That's the message that Andy would like to leave you with. And then take a look at the clinics. Well, let me say a final word about my three sponsors, if I may. The first one, of course, is Our Health Co-op. Their product, Constant Health, is one that I strongly recommend you try because I've tried it and it's wonderful stuff. You can add it to the smoothie you make every morning with the cottage cheese and flaxseed oil. You can get a hold of these folks in Florida at 1-800-667-0781. If you'd prefer to go to the website, it's makinghealthaffordable.com. The overseas number from outside the United States is area 561-863-5300. Wonderful people. The first thing I take every morning, of course, is Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, and I wouldn't miss it every day because it's kept my immune system strong. This is great stuff, and it keeps your immune system strong by taking just one a day for prevention. If you happen to have cancer or any other degenerative condition, you want to take one per 50 pounds of body weight every morning. So if you're 150 pounds or in that range, you want about three of these in the morning and then forget about it until the next morning. It's wonderful stuff, and it's very convenient to take, and it's much less expensive than some of the products because of the few capsules that you need to take every day. Go to aboutbetaglucan.com/B special. The B special is in lowercase. If you prefer to call them, the number is 1-800-746-7640. Outside the United States area, 678-560-1808. And finally, of course, barley power pills are one of the best things you can possibly take for all of your problems with your health. And it keeps you alkaline. It gives you lots of enzymes, really 3,000 of them, which are all there are in the human body. There is nothing like this stuff that I know of. There's lots of barley powders around, but the powders are nowhere near as efficient as these little green pills, which have been cold processed from the barley leaves and have retained all the barley properties. To get these, you want to call 1-800-358-0777 in Pennsylvania. Outside the United States, area 724-946-9057. Well, thank you, folks, for listening today. It's been a great hour, and I've enjoyed it. I hope you have, and tune in again next week. We'll have an interesting interview for you. Hopefully, I can get Jade Gutierrez or Dr. Goldberg on here to talk about radiation hormesis again. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson.